And we are joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. How are you?
It certainly feels warmer than 81 degrees out there.
Right?
Yeah. I've been running all over town. It's pretty humid.
Well, it's because it was like we had those kind of chillier days earlier in the week, and now it's 80 again. I'm like, oh, it's warm. What do I do?
And the end of summer is coming.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
this
right?
Weekend. I
we
know.
We've got another like 3 weeks left before it's the official end of summer, and then we'll have a heat wave in October, and then you know,
we'll be good. We'll be good.
We'll be good for all a little while longer. Right. So you've had a busy day. You were at were you at the Friends of the Downtown?
I had meetings before that in the Research Triangle Park in the morning, and then that one. A lot of busy things going on, a lot of announcements today, so it's been good. And last night was fascinating. I don't know if you wanted to talk about the forum last night.
The forum at the library?
Yeah, that was put on by the UNC Department of Humanities. Lloyd Kramer was a professor, ran it, and then we had our own Chief Blue was there, and Professor Danielle Christmas, Jamie Fiocco from Flyleaf, Assistant Professor William Sturkey, Professor Harry Watson and Edwin Yoder, and it was just it was a good discourse. There, I won't say there was an extreme view the other way though, so it wasn't a complete circle. But I learned a lot. Very impassioned speakers, very impassioned questions, and I really resonated with the civil rights movement that was nonviolent and turning that into respectful disruption. Sit-ins.
Exactly.
Modern words for
and
just the students out there showing how they feel in a very civil way. And it is disruptive. They were suggesting more sit-ins, wider all across camp. I think we love our students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and showing that. So it was
absolutely
good. It was a fascinating journey of history as well. A lot of interesting aspects brought up. A lot of there was diversity in the crowd as far as age groups, and not as widespread as far as race, but it was a really good discourse. And I'm hoping we'll have more chances to have more conversations, because I think we can all learn a lot from each other on topics like this.
And we are, I mean, we're going to have the report on that coming up, I think, on Friday, the air, or possibly Monday. In the next couple of days, we will have the report, because Danielle Ocampo is there. But yeah, great event, a lot of people there. And a couple of things come out of this whole conversation. It's a troubling conversation. There's a lot of really hard questions that we need to answer. And we need to go into the conversation knowing that they're hard questions. There's no easy answers. But this is also an opportunity, regardless of how this ends up shaking out, for all of us to learn things that we probably should have known this whole time, but have been, for a variety of different historical reasons, covered up, washed over, and now it's coming out. In a way that it should have been the
whole time. Well, that was
one
of the questions. Why now?
Yeah.
Why now? Why now are we sitting at Silent Sam? Why now are we having these conversations? The tribute from the comments last night was the Trump administration, and people are feeling emboldened to speak about negative thing, or I view them as negative, feelings towards races of people. And after the Charlottesville incident, it kind of really focused in on this as well. And so that's why it's raised people's awareness.
Mm-hmm.
We need to raise people's information about this as well, and we keep trying to talk about what the laws are, that we do want to protect First Amendment rights, because once we go down, if we take that away, that democracy starts to fall. But we don't need people coming to spew hate. You know, we don't need people inciting people to violent acts. And so where do you cross the line, though? Because, you know, it takes some agitation before change happens. So how do you find that fine line of that, of when you – so that's why I said I really resonated with respectful disruption, because it gets the point across without causing people to get hurt.
And I think that's such an important point, because I think ultimately the answer, and it's a difficult process to get to this, because there's 75,000 people in Chapel Hill Carrboro, there's 300 million people in America, we're all extremely diverse, we have to coexist with each other, learn to coexist with each other, and be willing to coexist with each other, and then we can have respectful discourse. It's getting to that point of being of having everyone on the same page, of being willing to coexist and not to come forward with a rationale or a rhetoric of this group of people should be excluded.
Right.
This, you know, you are not a real American or something like that.
I'm bringing forth a task force this fall. I've been working with the group with the Chapel Hill Nine and talking about other civil rights markers, notifications, and being able to actually have information and historical markers of our history that we want to understand and remember and connect with. And they talked about that with the monuments as well. In this case, for us, it's the actual events that happened and being able to mark them. So we're going to be putting a task force together and getting them started. Mostly the Chapel Hill Nine, wonderful group. I've got to meet quite a number of them who staged a sit-in here in Chapel Hill at the pharmacy. We're gonna explore all that history and make sure that we capture it and figure out how we're going to, I won't say a monument because I guess people have some kind of marker that we're going to be able to put, I hope, and figure out what that looks like.
So. I was going to ask about that because I know there's some, how would I put it, rumblings on social media, I guess is the level that we're at right now of people saying, well, obviously the UNC, it's UNC's property where Silent Sam is, so it's up to UNC / the State Historical Commission or whoever it is that ends up authorizing what to do with Silent Sam. Town can't do it. Like, that's not the town's jurisdiction, but across the street, Peace and Justice Plaza, that is the town's jurisdiction. Right. Why not put an even bigger monument on Peace and Justice Plaza or somewhere similar to make everyone forget about Silent Sam regardless of what happens to it?
Well,
is there momentum for that?
People are going to forget about Silent Sam. And I'll be honest with you, the majority of the phone calls and emails, we've had to turn the ringer down, are coming from people who feel very differently from how we feel in our own community about this, and trying to make sure that there's not going to be this interaction that's very negative.
Right.
Trying to give the university some pathway to figure out how to deal with this situation. And as you said, it's not on our property. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do is for our community to come and have more of this civil discourse and conversations, but also work towards these civil right markers that we would like to celebrate in our town, mm-hmm. and focus on the positive side of that. This is going to be, I have a feeling it's going to take a while for all this to get figured out with Silent Sam, but it's a difficult situation.
Yeah. And this conversation has been going on for a long time. I mean, there's something to be said for the idea of the tipping point that you never really know, and there's never really a good reason why something just sort of blows up into a big national issue at this particular moment versus that one. And that's probably the case here, but this conversation, this debate has been going on. There were rallies on campus 2 years ago around Silent Sam, and there's been this ongoing fight about the statue. There have been people that have been trying to raise awareness about the statue. That's been going on really since the statue was erected in 1913 or whatever year that was. The fact that it's becoming the issue that's dominating the conversation now, I don't know if there's an explanation for it that's perfectly satisfactory, but it's part of something that's been going on since the beginning.
There are some positive things going on campus.
Yes.
It's one of the most diverse classes coming in on campus in a long time, and I love to see the number of Carolina Covenant students coming in. That's been growing every year, and there's been growing in numbers of students who are the first ones in their family to go to college. There's a lot of positive diversity, which, as I say, diversity makes us stronger, coming to UNC, being part of our community, and working together with that. So a lot of positive things going on. This week was also the DACA, the Day of Action for our Dreamers. It's been fascinating between Hurricane Harvey and things going on here in our community, and then the Trump administration continues to pelt down on some other things. The U.S. Conference of Mayors and other groups of mayors are trying to stand together to show strength and support. We would like the Dreamers to have a secure pathway and be guaranteed a pathway towards further education in the job market, contribute back to the economy, have a chance. Like I said, I've worked in the schools. The kids are amazing. And why would you take someone's dreams and aspirations away? They are the future of our country altogether, all the children, not just certain groups. So the other thing that came out today is trying to stand up for tax reform. One of the things they're looking at taking away is the state income tax deduction. So mayors across the country are the news is always ever joyful coming out of Washington, and there's all these lists to sign on to and to try to say, hey, I think we all would agree we need tax reform, but there are certain ways to do it when you're harming the middle and lower middle classes with these things, that's really, really not a good plan. There's bigger fish to fry than that. So let's go on with that. We had the forum at the Friends of Downtown this morning, which mostly concentrated on things to help improve the vibrancy of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I love these kinds of conversations. You hear different ideas and people who want to infuse energy into it. Lots of different forums will be going on this season, hearing from all the different candidates running for office. campus. We have an amazing downtown, but it can truly be a place that brings people together. The word connectivity that connects all of us together, talking about cultural arts, talking about innovation and businesses, talking about families moving downtown, so and transit. There was a lot of good discussion, so that was
good.
Look forward to that.
That's forum number one of 349,
well,
right?
Yeah, we had one last week, so it's forum number two.
Oh, forum number two, that's right, yeah.
We had the chamber event, so we had Chamber
right,
Expo
yeah.
tonight, too.
Yep.
There's a CHALT forum coming up on September 11th,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at Town Hall, it looks like. And then voter registration ends on October 13th. So we had the big opening for Babaloo with sparklers. That was a lot of fun
nice.
Over at Eastgate, moving along and excited. I said, you know, it takes at least to have five restaurants in a collective to be considered a destination for people to go
okay.
dine. And we're hoping that we're attracting people back across the line into Chapel Hill to dine. I live on that side of town. It's nice to have lots of good options now.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of my neighbors drive into Durham. This now gives opportunities back in Chapel Hill, and it's, I hope people want to come downtown as well. So I think we have lots of options now, which is the way you want to have it, is a lot of different things going on. We have Tar Heel downtown tomorrow evening to do
yep.
the big kickoff. It's a fun pep rally, lots of music and fun and entertainment, a great family event. If people are interested in coming, please come downtown. Look on our website, lots of great places to park. Parking was a topic today on
that. What is it? It's funny, we were talking with Susan Brown yesterday, and we were talking about the forum at the library,
oh,
and
hats
there's
off
such
to our library
a huge
crowd to throw
really
together.
Did.
Yeah,
we and Carolina Public Humanities too for coming together with that. And she was talking about, well, there's, you know, they've got two parking lots at the Chapel Hill Public Library,
yes.
the big one and then the smaller one down the hill. And they were expecting so many people at the library that they had opened the lot at Fast Med down the road in
right.
case that they had let people park there. It's like, man, parking in Chapel Hill is a problem. But it also suggests that there's a lot of demand for it, right?
Yes.
Like, there's
yeah.
a lot of people who
yep.
want to go to the library, to downtown, to Eastgate, to those
And we
places.
Have transit, a little complicated getting up into mm-hmm. the library, but there's transit options. And we're looking at that overall mobility plan. We did have people walk. I saw people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
They walked in from the neighborhood. So there's lots of options to come that way, too.
Yeah.
Even parking at Estes Elementary and coming yep. down that way.
It's good exercise to get up that hill from Estes to the library. Like, that right there will give you... Double your steps, you'll get to 10,000 right there.
Yeah. So the council starts back actually tomorrow morning. We have our economic sustainability meeting and talking more about our enterprise zone, all the updates of things happening this summer. It's a great time to get caught up on what things are coming forward, where projects stand, and that's exciting. Then we start off with our first regular meeting on Wednesdays. Remember, we've moved to Wednesdays
yep.
as a pilot program. We have a few things on there with the speed limits on Rosemary Street and a development agreement process for Amity Station, catching up. I'm hopeful to see the new parking meters. We're going to be purchasing new parking meters for downtown that are in... we've already said that we wish to do this. We'll just be blessing the contract, I hope, pretty soon to piggyback onto the same meters that Raleigh and Durham have. So people who go between communities will see it like, and it's a great app that you can have with these meters. They're much more customer friendly. So we're excited about that coming forward. And you're going to see a lot more things going on like that with upcoming meetings.
Awesome.
There is a bluegrass festival. I'll just put a plug.
Oh, that's right. You're on the board for this,
yeah.
aren't you? Yeah, I wasn't meaning to ask.
It's a historic house from 1785. It's the home of Alfred Moore, who was the only Supreme Court justice from North Carolina. It's a very old house. It's a small house, so it doesn't lend itself to having, we do tours, but it doesn't lend itself to having events in the house.
So go back a second. This is the Moorfields Bluegrass
yes,
Festival.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
But
yeah.
the grounds lend itself to just an amazing, beautiful scene. And they do bluegrass on the porch, and there's lots of food trucks and games on the lawn. It's a great family event. Welcome to people come out. Go to the website, Historic Moorfields, learn more about the Bluegrass Festival. But it's Saturday the 9th from 2 to 7. There'll be five different bands. It's
mm-hmm.
really a lot of fun. And you can wander around, bring your picnic basket, your blanket, your chairs. It's a lot of fun. And you can hike down to the creek and
yep.
see the old graveyard. It's really, really cool to think that we have a 1785 house. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Moorfields.org is the website, so go there and get more information on. I'm looking forward to this because it's like 5 hours, five bands, bluegrass music, great location.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It always is.
Yeah.
It's usually very hot.
I'll hold on to the 70 until after the 9th, and then we can get the October heat wave come back after that.
Yeah, like that. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, hang in there.
All right.
We're doing good stuff, and we look forward to getting started back with council meetings.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.